Darren, disappointing afternoon. How do you assess the performance today?
I thought second half would have a right go. At the moment, the second goal typifies the way we're at the moment. It's gone about 15 yards wide and it's come off Rico's knee and gone in. At that moment, I think everyone in the stadium would have thought we're going to go on and win it. I was really confident after time. I felt we just needed to up the urgency and the energy. Obviously, we changed that a little bit, went to flat back four and played with a lot more tempo. Conor comes on and scores. And at that point, I thought, right, I think we'll go on and win it. And even then, we've got to get something out of the game, you know, and unfortunately not.
Yeah, you score, you have a couple of good attacks, don't you? Newell starts working his man, running down that left-hand side, and suddenly they get the second. It just took the wind out of yourselves, didn't it?
It did. But even then, I mean, there's one or two areas that are too consistent for my liking. Just shows a little bit, I think, we've got to be stronger mentally. I mean, the first goal's a disgraceful goal to lose. I think it was the first time they got in our half. And of course, when you're away and we know teams or some teams are going to come and just sit behind the ball and try and break us on the counter attack. Our tempo was too slow in the first half, especially the first 30 minutes anyway. But the second goal, yeah. But then the last minute, the ball's bounced in the 6-yard box. It's got to be a goal. It's got to be a goal. We've had over 70 corners in 5 games and scored 1 goal. That ain't good enough.
Was the goal that you conceded first up, you just mentioned, was that powder puff defending? Because there was one challenge that came in, but the ball ricocheted and the lads held off the second challenge to score.
I think it's the easiest goal they'll score all season. Fullback, striker, the number 10, we showed them all the clips in the presentation. He tried and play in between the lines, between the midfield and our centre-halves, ran off our midfield. And then when the ball's in the box, to be won as a tackle, the centre-half's got to win it. Terrible, terrible goal. And that makes everyone edgy, and everyone did get edgy, including the fans. But of course, spoke at half-time and changed one or two things, and I felt really confident because I felt if we'd got that next goal, which is always important, we would have gone on and won it. And when we did do it, I thought we would, but the second goal again, he's just run through the middle of us in the middle of the pitch. Again, we've lost a tackle on the edge of the box. We can't. You've got to better play in a certain way in formation. You can't be losing tackles there. No, no way.
First half, Taylor starting at a right wing-back kind of role, wasn't he? And was that to get Newell more central? What was the thinking there?
Well, I looked at the performances we've had, and apart from Coventry and actually the second half against Coventry, I think our performances have been good. I like the shape. So a simple Taylor wing-back, and he's done really well this week there. Smudger, who's played left wing-back really well. And Joe, where Marcus was playing, that was it. Changed, obviously, my strikers. I felt that last couple of weeks. Taylor don't know if it suits him ideally, even though he scored. He prefers to be out in the wing. And Connor's just, I think his performances have dipped. So those were the reasons for the changes, obviously.
Do you feel Luke James is just struggling for a touch of confidence at the moment? There's plenty of effort there, isn't there? But at the moment, the end product just isn't coming.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely spot on. But as a striker, some other areas of the pitch, it can be camouflaged. But as a striker, you look at it and he needs to score goals. So perhaps the great lad and his work ethic's absolutely spot on, but we need to help him through it. He's a young boy and it's important that we do that, you know, and try and get his confidence back. But you're right, it's just not dropping for him at the moment.
It's after a defeat like today, it's 3 defeats on the bounce, you're down to 7th. Is it trying to take the emotion out of it to a degree? I remember last season when he went on a tough run, there was certainly a sense of tension around the place when that run was happening. This year, is it trying to get a bit more perspective on it and trying to keep things a bit calmer?
I think so. I think we should have learned from last season. I certainly have. And I think the players will have. I think that this is a far better group in terms of how they go about things in training and how they are together as a group. And a squad, and we just need to keep working hard. And it's not the end of the world. Listen, 3 defeats and 6 defeats. We know it's not good enough at the moment. We know that. We know that the form at the moment is not good enough. No one's getting away from that. But we also know we've got loads and loads of times to turn it around, and that's what we intend to do.
Obviously, after a result today, people will look at Madison's absence, won't they, and say, "Well, you missed his creative spark." Did you, and how long do you think he will be missing for?
He'll be out for 2 months at least. He's torn 5 of the ligaments in his ankle on Tuesday. We obviously had to keep it quiet for obvious reasons. I think there is only about 9 ligaments in your ankle where it is, so he's more than half of them. Real damage he's done to it. Nothing really, and he's jumped over a tackle and then just he's rolled his ankle. So I'm looking at him being out for it. Did we miss him? Yeah, I mean, because he's a confident player. You mentioned confidence, and he's really confident at the moment. So we did miss him. The formation didn't work as well as I'd hoped it would. So that's why we changed it, and I felt when we changed it, it worked better. So that's something that I need to look at, because obviously we just didn't move the ball quick enough in the first half. We worked a lot on it, but when you do it in training, you think, oh, that looks good. It's a different kettle of fish out there. So plenty of things to work on, but the next game is obviously most important. We're going to make sure we get through.
And you say to some of your other, you know, offensive-minded players, look, Madison's going to be out for 8 weeks. We can't always rely on him. You guys are going to have to step up and be the inspiration going forward, be the inspiration in the final third.
Absolutely. I've always said that if people get injured, as they do, or suspended or whatever, others have got to step up to it, you know, and I think that's really important. I think this season the goals are going to be shared around. I don't think there's any question about that. But he was in a great run of game. I think he scored 4 Saturdays in the bounce. Corners come on today and showed real energy. And, you know, if he'd have showed that energy in the last 2 games, he would have played. But complaining of tiredness and things like that, again, doesn't thrill me, things like that.
Baldwin went down with a knee injury. It looked quite a nasty one, actually, as soon as he did it. Is that going to be a while as well?
You never know in first assessment or how come it's so quickly after it, but I fear the worst. I think he'd be out for a long time.
So that's another one. He's had a few knee problems already this season, so that is a huge, huge blow, isn't it? Another injury to one of your central defenders.
Yeah, it's a big blow. I mean, losing Madison and Baldwin, and it looks like a long time, is two big, big blows for us.
Have you got enough in the current squad, do you think, to get through without those two?
Well, I think we've got enough at the moment. It's numbers-wise. You know, and like you say, like we've just spoken about, someone else is going to have to step up to it, you know. If I got someone else in or players in, it's got to be someone or some players that are going to really improve us. That's the most important. And we're always looking, you know, at one or two that we feel. Because after 16 games, you've lost 3 in the bounce. I'm not saying we haven't got enough in the squad. I think we have. I do. I think we'll have an okay season. I think we've just got to get through this bad spell. Everyone will have a bad spell. You know, everyone, and if they don't, you congratulate them. And it's important we stick together with it. But I wouldn't be rushing out to be getting players in. And, of course, at this time when you're losing games, the agents are never off the phone. This one's available and that one's available. And I've spoke to the chairman and said, look, unless they can really improve us, unless I can get a player or players in that actually I know are going to come in and play every week, then... No, I wouldn't be panicking on that.
McCann back in today. I suppose quite a tough ask for him coming back from injury and starting in the centre of that midfield.
Not really. I think he's only missed a short period of time. And I think playing against his old team, I thought he did okay. Just felt we needed a little bit more energy then when we scored. And Jermaine's form's dipped a little bit. So I thought Boswick did okay in there. I thought he looked stronger in there, I have to say. And we all know he can play in there. And I think he felt better himself in there, you know, so that was maybe one positive. And there were some positives to take out of it. So some of the balls Taylor got in second half, but you've got to get on the end of it, you know, and that's unfortunate we didn't.
You want a cup run and you want to get back to winning ways, of course, next week, but will you also maybe just have a look at a couple of things, a couple of changes perhaps just to see ahead of the next league match?
In terms of formation or?
Formation and personnel, just to see where you're at in terms of where you might be able to strengthen.
Yeah, I think we need to have a good look at the whole situation, and it's up to me to obviously keep my composure and help the players through it. That's my job, well, along me and my staff, you know, and players have got to help themselves as well, though. You know, and they're in there shouting and screaming at each other, and that's not a bad thing. So I think we've got to be a little bit tougher. Got to be a little bit tougher mentally for me. I think we're giving away too many soft goals.
Thanks, Darren. Cheers.
Thanks, Nick.